Israel's defense minister has said the military will expand its ground operation in Gaza and seize large areas of territory. The threat came as the humanitarian situation across the Strip continued to deteriorate. It's a month today since Israel blocked all aid from entering Gaza. It accused Hamas of taking supplies and selling them to raise funds. The Norwegian Refugee Council is one of the main agencies on the ground in Gaza, and their spokesperson Shaina Lowe has been telling me about the impact the blockade is having.
The impact has been simply catastrophic. Aid supplies are quickly running out. There was already very little stocked up prior to the complete siege imposed 1 month ago because the emergency was still ongoing despite the ceasefire. Now we've seen, as of 2 weeks ago, Israel broke the ceasefire. We've seen tens of thousands of Palestinians displaced, some of them multiple times, showing up empty-handed, and there simply isn't aid to give. Just this past weekend, the WFP had to suspend operation of all 25 of its bakeries in the Gaza Strip because there is simply no more flour left to bake the bread. The situation could really not be any more dire after more than 4 weeks of no aid entering.
So what are you most in need of then?
You know, it's impossible to say what's needed most. Of course, food is a top priority and an increasing concern. I've heard from a colleague yesterday that there are no fresh vegetables available on the markets, that really all that people can find at this point are some canned goods. The prices of things that are available are extremely high and often cost prohibitive. But we also need medicine. We need access to clean water. We need fuel in order to power our responses, run the generators in the hospital, bring aid from place to place. And of course, we need shelter materials. As of last week, there were only around 4,000 tents left in Gaza to be distributed to the most needy families. We've seen over 185,000 people displaced as of last week and more in the last several days. And so shelter supplies are also greatly needed.
What efforts are being made to try and lift this blockade?
You know, in terms of the aid agencies, we have been speaking out. We have been calling on world leaders to do everything in their power to force Israel to reopen these crossings. Israel has responsibilities as the occupying power of the Gaza Strip to provide for the basic needs. It is unlawful to starve a civilian population. And so we continue to push, and we really just need world leaders to step up and ensure that aid, much of which is funded by them, is able to reach these people who are in need.
At the moment, then, are those world leaders doing enough?
I mean, it's clear that they aren't, since we have now gone 31 days with no aid, not a single drop of aid entering Gaza. They need to do more. It can't just be empty words and statements. There needs to be accountability for violations of international law, and there need to be consequences when those violations are committed.
We also know that aid workers in Gaza are in an increasingly difficult situation. 400 aid workers have been killed, and last week the UN withdrew many of its international workers. How big an issue is this for you?
It's the lack of security inside of Gaza is a major issue for us. It's impeding the little operations that we're able to run now. We are not able to notify or get confirmation of notifications with the Israeli military of our movements, making us really limit our movements throughout Gaza and our ability to respond, because we have a duty to our staff members to minimize as much as possible the risk that they're exposed to. When I speak to my colleagues in Gaza, both international staff as well as our national staff who are from Gaza, they all are incredibly concerned, incredibly worried, and basically everyone feels right now like they could die at any moment because the level of insecurity is so great. Humanitarians need to be protected, medical workers need to be protected, and of course civilians in general need to be protected.
That was Shaina Lowe of the Norwegian Refugee Council. We'll have more for you after a short break.